grab the door while you're at it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order of the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. Like to welcome everybody coming out on this wintry evening. Roads weren't too bad, yeah. Just right off the bat, I noticed we have on here the welcome and introductions, a new trustee from Saltville, Tracy Prater. She will not be joining us as a board member. She's decided to not participate in the board. So we will have a new member appointed, hopefully soon. So that's just a little bit of news there. If you all would just look over this draft agenda, and if I could have a motion to approve the agenda as it is presented.
I'll make a motion.
Donna makes a motion.
I second.
Tom seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I don't see anybody else here for public or guest remarks, so assuming you all don't really have anything to say during that portion of the meeting, we'll go ahead and at your point in the agenda, we'll turn some time over. If you could all look at the minutes for our December meeting, they're in your packet.
I move that we approve this presented.
Okay, Tom makes a motion to approve. Do I have a second? Nellie second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you all. All right, we will go ahead and move on now to the approval of December disbursements. And you'll see that also in your packet. It's right here.
So I would like to say a few things about this, because if you look at the bottom line figure at the bottom of the page, that's much bigger than we normally would write in a month.
Right.
And that is because we had a couple of extraordinary things.
The elevator.
We had the two checks for the elevator. And so that is money, you know, the $23,000 was from the $40,000 that the county gave us at the beginning of the fiscal year. And then the $7,800 was from the additional $13,000 that they gave us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that money, we have received a good chunk of that we've received already from the county. And then at the top of the page, the first two lines, the deposit for the website and the router site surveys, these are both being paid for by the ARPA grant from the Library of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first applied for the grant, I asked them to give us the money up front and let us submit receipts, but they declined to do that for us. And they will not reimburse as we spend. They reimburse when the project is done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will get reimbursed for the full amount of those two when the website is done and we submit the final. And then the same for the internet routers. When that project is complete, then they'll reimburse us for all the pieces of the project.
Okay. All right. Let's see, we've got DVDs. Anybody have any questions as you're looking through this? Anything else that you'd like to ask about? I like the, again, I think we commented on this last time, I really like the layout of the format. It's really easy to understand where everything is going. Okay. If we don't have any other questions about, has everybody had a chance to look through it, first of all? I see Tom still studying it.
No,
you're good.
I'm just looking. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Move.
Okay. Tom's made a motion to approve the December disbursements. Do I have a second? Nellie. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And we'll go straight from the disbursements to a review of the financial report for December, which is also in your packet right here. You want to just take that out and look at it? Again, really easy to follow. Is there anything, Sheila and Rose, that you would like to
I am going to need a budget committee meeting in early February. So we're getting to, we're halfway through the fiscal year, and you'll see in some of our accounts, we're down to zero for in the book accounts, but we have not been, because of the pandemic and the fact that we're not doing in-person programming, we've not really been able to spend our programming budget. Mm-hmm. And so several of the section heads have asked if we could move money from the program budget into the books budget. And I had agreed with you all that, when you approved the budget, that we would keep it in the categories, but if we wanted to move between categories, I'd go back to the budget committee. Mm-hmm. So in, Tracy and Heather particularly want to move money from programs up to books. And then Chris actually wants to move money from books to supplies because of her lockers. Her lockers, it was in the director's report, but her lockers were damaged. And so it looks kind of like somebody tried to take a jack and pry it off the wall. We mounted it to the wall so it couldn't be carried away. Mm-hmm. And we don't think, there's no tool marks on it, but the town guys came over and looked at it, and we can't really fix it, but somebody basically tried to push it off the wall, mm-hmm. and so it's bent, and now the water's getting in, and the lock won't lock because mm-hmm. the frame is twisted, so in her case, she would like to move some of her book money to supplies so that we can buy a new set of lockers. Mm-hmm. And the lockers we bought work well for Chilhowie and Marion because in both places they're up under a shelter. Mm-hmm. Hers aren't any under any shelter. They're out in the open. And so since we got them, they've been a little bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. So that, when you look at some of these where it says remaining zero, we're going to have to address a little bit of that, mm-hmm. because obviously we need to continue to buy books through the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looks like we're doing pretty well with the budget, though.
Yeah.
Staying well within. Some of the items I see we haven't really spent anything yet, even though I know we have things allocated for that line
right.
item. So that's a good position to be in. Okay. Anybody else have any questions about the financial report? No. I just got notification Patton is on his way.
Oh, yay.
He didn't realize it was in Chilhowie. So he's on his way. Okay. And also, I see our income sources. We're on track with receiving what they had committed for
yep.
each locality. Okay.
Everybody's. And Marion pays by month, mm-hmm. but the others pay by quarter.
Okay.
So we have some months when we get a quarterly payment mm-hmm. where we get more than usual, but Marion's the only one that pays by month.
Okay.
And the county. The county pays by month, as does Marion.
And we're on track there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. There are no questions about the financial report. We will go ahead and move to the director's report, which is also in your packet.
All right. Feels like I have a lot of news today.
This is the exciting part, right?
Well, a lot of it is really good. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of bad, but mostly good. I will start with the really exciting news. These are the two things that you've been hearing about from our grants. So these are the Wi-Fi hotspots, and they're in a very nice Pelican case that we will start loaning. They've been distributed today. They're activated, they're filtered. We've done all the setup we're supposed to do. And so they've been deployed to the branches. So Saltville and Chilhowie have theirs. Heather has already loaned a Wi-Fi hotspot.
We've done two. That's why I was like,
great.
So we're very excited. And then this is what the tablets will look like. So they come in this little bag so that we can keep the charging kit with it, the charging cord. But it's a Samsung Galaxy tablet with this ruggedized case that we hope will help it last longer. We have 50 of these and 25 of these. The reason I did fewer of these is because in general, I think these are gonna be fragile and they're not gonna last as long. But these have a hotspot embedded in them. And so in addition to people being able to use the tablet, other people in the family can connect other devices to the internet through this. And that was the other reason we went with these, because they have that hotspot capability embedded. So.
Well, what happens when people bring back the pad but don't bring back the charger?
Then there's a fee for that. And so everybody would be asked to come in and set up an appointment to check these out. I sent out the press release today. Just as I was leaving the library, I got a call from the Bristol Herald Courier, from the reporter who's going to write a story for both papers. So, you know, when they come in for their appointment, they're going to be asked to sign an agreement, because the federal grant says these can only be loaned to people who don't currently have broadband internet at home. And so they'll have to sign that statement. Obviously, we have no way to verify that, and we don't want to get in the business of verifying it. So they just sign the statement that says they don't have it, and we trust them and move on. But part of that agreement says, here are the fees. You know, if this is what it costs if you don't bring back the case. This is what it costs if you don't bring back the charger. This is what it costs if you drop this in the book bin, because we're asking them to bring this to the desk and not put it in the bin so that they're not damaged. So there's a $5 fine. If you drop any of these, either of these, in the book bin, then we're going to charge you $5 for that.
Did they pay a deposit when they buy it? I mean, when they get it?
No.
So we'll have to worry about collecting that $5.
Well, then the free...
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's the same thing we have with all of our fines on our accounts. Yeah, we may not be able to collect, but then that puts their card, you know, is frozen. Part of the configuration that we had to do with all of these is we have like a dashboard that manages these. And so when they're overdue by 24 hours, we will turn them off. And we can do that from, Helen has the power. And we can just go in by individual unit and turn it off. And the agreement says that, you know, it notifies them. If you don't return it on time, we will turn it off. And we're also, you know, we're required by law to filter them because it's federal grant. So we set up all the filters yesterday, Helen and I, and we, you know, blocking nudity and pornography and adult content. And
no.
No fun at all. But yeah, so we're required by law to do that. And so we've got all that set up so they're all filtered. And so I'm very excited. It has been months in the making. So it feels like finally we're across the finish line where we can put these in people's hands. We have 50 of these, so we'll loan these for 2 months. We only have 25 of these, so we will loan these. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
So we will loan these for a month. And those are much longer loan periods than we normally do. But the point of that is really to let people who may be getting access to the internet for the first time to really use it to learn, to apply for a job, to take a course, and to hopefully improve their lives.
Got the hot spots, Kristen.
Yes.
That's right.
We're doing show and tell.
Yeah.
All right. So if anybody wants to see these... COVID tests. So that has been another big community service effort. Marion is out of COVID tests. It's Saltville and Chilhowee still have some, but not many. We depend on the Virginia Department of Health to get these to us, and they are completely out. So right now, all of the public libraries participating in that program are out of tests, and we're all waiting to be resupplied. The current provider has said that they don't know when they can provide anymore. So the Virginia Department of Health is going out looking for other vendors. So they don't know when they're going to be able to resume. So we will get them eventually, just we don't know when. And we know that makes people annoyed. So we do have information about the new federal program that has launched, and we're sharing that with people. But we will get, and when they resume them, they're going to, before we used to have to reorder when we were running low, and so they've decided to get rid of that system, and every library that's participating will get a regular shipment every week. And so we will, if we run out, we'll be able to say to people, this week's shipment is out, but we're getting another shipment next week. And so then we hope that will be a little more regular for people, and we'll have predictability. So we are also have been invited by the Mount Rogers Health District to do vaccination events at all locations. And so we have given them suggested dates for February, and we're waiting to hear back from them, but they will do it in all three locations in February. We will sponsor vaccination events, which I think is also
COVID vaccinations, not flu,
just COVID. But they can do, you know, first, second, or booster, whatever people need. So happy to be doing that. And other business, we've all been working on evaluations, and so we're just about done. By the end of the month, everybody will have their formal written evaluation for last year. So very happy to have that done, and I think it's led to some really good conversations about how we do our work, and you know, recognizing the contributions that each individual makes. So I think it's been a really positive experience, and you know, when I'm out of the room, they can tell you what they, everyone else can tell you what they think, but I think the conversations have been really helpful and positive. So we will finish that up this month, and then in February we'll move on to setting goals and objectives for this calendar year, and then that's what we'll use to do the evaluations at the end of the year. So I think we're in a good place. On staffing, we have some unfortunate news. The woman that we had offered the full-time job to replace Elaine, who had accepted the job and was supposed to start on the 31st, sent me an email last night saying that when she gave notice, her employer offered her a significant raise and better benefits, and so she's going to stay. And I get it. She's going to do what's right for her family. So, but so we're back to the drawing board a little bit. We had other candidates, and so you know, Helen and I are going to explore with some of the other candidates what we might be able to put together for that job. So we've had some illnesses also. Heather has had one in Chilhowee, and we have one in Marion where we've had people out for a significant amount of time. So that's really made it a little harder to staff everybody. And people have been really flexible, so we need to, it locks for some reason. Hello.
I'm on it.
How's everybody?
Good to see you.
Gang's all here.
It is.
So we are trying really hard to keep everything open all the time, but there may be times when if we just can't get people, we may have to close early or be closed on a Saturday until we get all of the staffing gaps filled. But we're trying. Helen, do you want to say, since you're the one who is most affected by this, do you want to say anything?
We're just keeping trucking. Hopefully we can get this nice little mess sorted out quickly. But I have been in touch with Elaine already.
Good.
So.
All right. And then the van is repaired. So that little damage that was done is taken care of. And we filed our insurance claim. And we'll get going. So that's all taken care of. Since Heather wasn't here when we did the public comments, we want to give...
Would you like to have your public comment time during the director's report?
I don't really have a lot to report. I think since the last time we met here, we've gotten a new roof. I'm happy about that. And we've gotten a new library signs on Highway 11. Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And the apron.
Yeah, so that white thing on the wall, we paid for. That is the wireless access point. Mm-hmm. And that was part of our E-rate Category 2 project when they did wiring. And part of it was to make sure that if we ever needed to do a virtual meeting again, we could get internet in this room. So it's installed and it's running.
It's great. A lot of good things.
We can use that for programming too.
What's absolutely. That's a wireless access point.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
A WAP, W-A-P, is what they call them.
All right.
And what does that connect to? A telephone or?
It's our internet provider. So Proficient is our internet provider.
So it's connected to some other room, and this just...
This amplifies it. So, so we have the server that supports the internet to the library. And then this is just the amplifier that brings the signal over here. And we have another project that we've gone out and requested bids on. So in the project that we did last year, we only had sufficient funding to do Chilhowie. So we still have to do Marion and Saltville. Am I saying that correctly, Helen?
We have to get more access points for Chilhowie, for Marion and Saltville. And then we've also requested for battery backups.
Right.
But all the wiring was done.
Yeah, the wiring was done in all three places, but those wireless access points, we did not get enough of those for Saltville and Marion, so we have to do that this year. And it just amplifies the signal so that Helen and I had a very cranky patron a few weeks ago because in Marion, the wireless is sometimes better downstairs than upstairs, and so this gentleman was unable to access it upstairs, and he was quite irate. And when we sent him downstairs, he was skeptical, but then he discovered we were right, and it worked, so he worked downstairs. But we just need to get the signal boosted everywhere. So, anything else in the director's report y'all want to ask about?
I just was really excited to see the part, and this is really silly. The Dial a Story program. I remember
I
was little.
I used to call that all the time.
I did too.
Every day.
Well, it's back. It's back.
I think that's
so
nice.
That's great that the Dial a Story is alive and well.
But my story is gone now. You'll have to wait a few months till you get another story by me.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to give me a text when it's up. That's exciting.
And even though it's not an 800 number, that is a toll-free number.
Right.
So,
I love it.
So, that's good things great. Happening in the world of the library. That's awesome. Is there anything else in your director's report you'd like to go over? Okay. Now, some of this is actually in our old business and new business, so we're going to go ahead in the old business, that grant implementation progress report, and some of the things are kind of intermingled if you want to touch on whatever you didn't get to.
So, well, Kristen and Patton didn't hear.
So you get to hear.
Right.
Our wireless hotspots and our tablets are out and ready to be loaned. And Heather, in fact, has already loaned two of the hotspots. So here they are. I've put out a press release to the town and to all the newspapers and the radio and everybody. And so we had said effective Monday, but if they're available now. If people want them, they're up, they're working, they're configured. And when I sent it out, Sean Utt then forwarded it around to all the members of the Board of Supervisors. So they are aware, and the Bristol Herald Courier called me today to get some more information, so they say they're writing a story. So and that's the one grant is the Emergency Connectivity Fund. The other grant, the ARPA grant, that's doing the website and the routers. The router project is just plugging along extremely slowly. They did site visits in December, so they visited both Cedar Grove Baptist and Rich Valley Presbyterian. They finally today, just as I was leaving the library, sent their new plan, so I will go over with that tomorrow, and I'm gonna have a meeting with them on Monday to talk through that, and hopefully they can then give me a date for when those can get installed. And the website is working along. He's got the first mock-up, and I've given him some comments back on that. And so we're hoping by the end of February that the new website will be ready.
Okay, that's the grant implementation. Now the strategic plan update.
Yes, so I brought copies of our little spreadsheet. So this is really tiny, so I apologize, but I just wanted to tell you that after we did our strategic plan retreat in August, we prepared this spreadsheet to kind of track where we were. And so since then, we have three more things that we've checked off. The first one, administration, administrative procedures developed to ensure consistently of service, employment, and positive public image for the library. So we've taken care of that one. And that's mostly just training and procedures that, you know, all three of the locations, you know, we've gone over training, we've gone over procedures, so that's taken care of. And then on the back, by doing our evaluations, that's another one of the staff members receiving regular job performance, so we've now met that requirement. And then on technology, now that we have the Wi-Fi hotspot loans, we will now meet all of the criteria at all levels. So we will now be for technology at the exemplary level.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are making progress there.
It's nice to have a measurable.
What's that?
This is nice.
It is nice.
I like that.
Yes, so we've gotten three more off our to-do list. The next thing I see happening in the strategic plan process will be to try to implement the community conversations training that we all went through with the Harwood Institute and kind of go out and invite members in each community to come in and talk to us about generally what do they want for their community and then how does the library fit into that. And so we'll, you know, look to do those hopefully when pandemic is less of an issue.
Could we do a Zoom meeting? Could we like do a Zoom format for that? Or?
We could. Harwood Institute says they have done it successfully by Zoom. I worry a little when you all tell me. I think, you know, one of the goals of this is always to find the people that you're not serving. Right? We know the people we're already serving. And so one of the challenges of this is to find people who we're not serving. And I worry that people that we're not serving are people who don't have internet.
Right.
So that's my hesitation about Zoom. But we can certainly try. And it's not like you only do one, right? You do, you know, their model is to invite 8 to 15 people for each conversation and to do, you know, multiple rounds of conversation. And so it's not that we only do it once. We can do it as many times as we feel like we need to reach the community. But I think that will also really give us good feedback about what the community wants and where we can meet some of those needs.
That sounds good.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's strategic plan.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me what you think if it sounds crazy to you.
I think it all sounds great. It all sounds great.
Okay.
Doing a great job, all of it. I'm going to have a comment after B on new business. I'm holding on to it until that.
Okay.
And then our new business, we have the preparation of fiscal year 2022-2023 budget request.
So we are embarked on the very popular budget process again. All of the section heads have been asked to give me, you know, their requests. I will tell you, going into this budget, I am worried that we're going to be tighter than last year, than the current year. We had the COVID grant this year that really helped get us over the hump, and obviously we're not going to have that next year. And so I'm going to do some things differently. I'm going to take more of my salary out of the Library of Virginia grant. We're allowed to use up to 25% of that grant to pay for me. And so I will, last time I put a minimal amount of my salary in that to use it for other stuff. But this year I'm going to have to restructure that way. And then, you know, we will obviously need to ask, we got more money from the county last year. We will obviously have to ask for more money from the county again this year. But I am, you know, working and getting everybody's input so we have a budget that hopefully meets everybody's needs. But paying for the salary piece is going to be a challenge this year. But I am going to look for a meeting of the budget committee in the first week of February to talk about the reprogramming stuff, but also to kind of share the latest and greatest on where we are with the budget.
And when has the county asked that we have that submitted?
They haven't asked yet. The only people who have given us a deadline is the town of Marion. And mm-hmm. so the town of Marion has asked by February 4th. Mm-hmm. We don't give them the full budget. We just mm-hmm. ask them for what we want from the town of Marion mm-hmm. and how we'll use it. And I could do that today. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not dramatically.
It seems like the county usually does ask in February or March.
Yeah, last year we didn't get a huge amount of mm-hmm. notice. It was kind of mm-hmm. 10 days or something. So I know it's coming sometime right. in February. We'll get the ask from the county. So that's why we're doing it now, to be yeah. ready for when they ask.
Okay. So we need to meet early February budget committee.
Yep.
All right. Put that on the list. The next item, that's probably the most exciting item on this agenda, because this has been a chronic topic for years and years and decades, is the Appalachian Regional Commission Planning Grant application. So, Rose, go ahead and explain to everybody what's going on.
So, a couple months ago, there was, you know, I get a lot of invitations to webinars, and there was an invitation to a webinar about a Department of Treasury ARPA funding program. And I went to this webinar, and it was wonderful. These guys from the U.S. Department of Treasury said, here are three things that we will tell you right now are pre-approved. If you apply for one of these three things, we are telling you up front, we are predisposed to approve those projects. And one of the three projects was construction or improvement of a library. And I was like, Eureka, we are getting a new library for Saltville. And I was so darn excited. And so we get all the way to the end of the webinar, and the gentleman says, but all of these projects have to be sponsored by your state. We do not deal with local government. We do not deal with local government agencies. So I immediately reached out to the Library of Virginia and said, okay, will you sponsor my application as a state agency? They then kind of went looking and found out that it is in fact the Department of Housing and Community Development that had been given the Virginia money. And the Virginia money was something like $219 million, like it was a lot of money. But the Department of Housing and Community Development said, oh no, that money has already been dedicated to broadband connections for the state, and libraries are just not a priority, sorry. Mm-hmm. So, but in this process, Shauna Utt and I had a conversation because I said, John, do you know anybody at the Department of Housing and Community Development who can help us? And he said, in fact, I do. He reached out to his folks and they said, yeah, no, you're not getting it. That money is already spoken for. Sean then knew about a grant expert that was working with the town of Saltville. And he said, but you know, town of Saltville has this grant expert. Why don't y'all talk to her? And so Chris and I met with her in November, and then we didn't hear from her for a while, and we weren't sure if we were going to be able to go forward. And she's the one who had the idea to go to the Appalachian Regional Commission. And so Sean and Brian Martin and the grant expert and I had a meeting last week. And at her recommendation, she thinks that the county should sponsor the application for the planning grant. Sean has agreed to put that in front of the Board of Supervisors next week on the 27th at their meeting, and so Chris and I will be there. And you know, what we'll be asking for is someone to look at our current space to see if that building can be rehabilitated or renovated, or if not, what are other space options in Saltville for a new facility for a library. So it's very exciting. She's at, you know, as part of the package, we have to have letters of support. Chris has been really proactive in reaching out to members of the community to get letters of support. And she has people, she told me today that she had a gentleman who heard her talking about it, left the library and came back and handed her a letter and said, I heard you talking about needing letters of support, so here's another one. Mm-hmm. And so,
wow.
Yeah, so I'm very optimistic. It's $100,000 was the limit for the planning grant. It's 50-50. So the Appalachian Regional Commission would give $50,000. Then we'd have to have the other $50,000 matching. I've asked Sean to consider the county using part of their ARPA funding for $25,000 of that. and then we need to find the other 25,000. Brian in Saltville has some ideas, and Sean does as well, so hopefully we will be able to find the matching money. Their current idea is to ask Mount Rogers to be the administrator of this planning grant, and so they would put out the bids and they would, you know, do the selection, and we'd be part of the team, but they would handle all of that work. And at the end, we would come out with a project plan and a detailed cost estimate. The grant expert says that, you know, the hurdle is getting this approved, because once the Appalachian Regional Commission approves your project planning grant, they very likely then help fund your construction when it comes to construction.
So it costs $100,000 just to figure that out?
So that, yes, so they would have an architect who would come in and do the whole building analysis. And it may not be $100,000, the full cost, but the $100,000 is the limit of what you can get for a planning grant.
Mm-hmm. So what if we get it done for less than that, what would we get the money?
Well, then we can only use it for that. So we would have to give it back.
But it's exciting news. Because as long as I can remember, the topic in front of the board has been, what do we do in Saltville? It goes way back. And so to finally have at least an option to move forward.
I mean, I think it's great news. I'm just curious about that.
This is really wonderful news. So it's going to be exciting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, we may not get it. I mean, it's application. Right, and they get a lot of applications, but, you know, so first hurdle is next week to get through the Board of Supervisors and have them.
And what day is that?
It's the 27th. It's Thursday the 27th at 5.
Thursday at 5.
Well, what we need to do is solve the Board of Supervisors, aren't we? Just time it all over.
Roscoe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to that meeting next Thursday at 5.
Yeah,
because that's really big news for Saltville.
And so our case is twofold, right? The case is that it was always too small, right? Mm-hmm. For the collection, for the programs, it was always too small. But over the last year, the age of the building is becoming increasingly an issue. It's not just size anymore. It's the building disintegrating mm-hmm. with the water and the HVAC and the power. I mean, it's been the whole year. It's been one calamity after another. Mm-hmm. I always answer the phone when Chris calls because I'm not sure what's happened today.
Right.
So
I was just going to mention this. That at one time, this was years ago, we were trying to buy the property next door to expand the library, and it never came to fruition, but I don't know if that's still an option.
So it turns out that the gentleman who used to own that property is now deceased, and so the family, I guess there are four heirs who own it, and they are willing to allow the library to use it. They are not willing to allow the town to use it, evidently. So just the library, because they like the library and their dad liked the library. They
use it as in like
a parking. No, we use it as parking now. Parking. And so they know we use it as parking and they agree to that use as parking.
Okay.
But that's all we're allowed to do with it. There is evidently disagreement among the owners about what to do with it. And so I gather the town has had conversations with them about selling, and they have not been willing to sell because they don't agree internally about what to do with the property.
Okay.
So yeah, the
they are aware of that.
Yeah, and the grant expert, when she looked at it, she said, "Well, why wouldn't you just buy that?"
if it were that easy.
And I said, "Yes, I asked that same question when I came here, but there's history there." But who knows? I mean, we may learn new stuff in this process.
Yeah. Does this have to be construction, or could it be an understanding? Does this have to be new construction?
It can be, no, I mean, it's renovation. You know, the project that we're asking for is to evaluate our current building.
Yeah.
You know, to talk about programmatic needs and how much space you would need and whether the existing building could be renovated, expanded, enhanced, torn down and replaced, you know, whatever the options are. So the idea is this project will consider all those options and the costs of all the options.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So I just, the thing that I was holding on to, the comment I wanted to make was, I've heard tonight and throughout the last few months a lot of grant. It would be really neat to just have put in writing, like, how many grants have been applied for, the total value of the amount that's come into this county from funds that we've gotten from grants. And, you know, just, and this is what we've done with it. Because that's really impressive to me when you look at the total amount and how many grants, even if we haven't gotten them.
Who do you want to make that for?
I would like, just maybe next week, as part of, you know, just to let the county know what's going on. And it's it's proactive. There's a lot of...
That's a great idea, but I wouldn't want the county to misinterpret
right.
that they can fund us less because we can...
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't want to do that for sure. But I think it's just so exciting that we're doing these things that
it's
are...
Very impressive.
It's money that doesn't have to come out, you know, in like these, the internet hotspots and... And we have to do it in a way that's like...
Well, and these grants, I mean, you know, in the press release I put out today, I was very careful to say that, you know, it was funded by a federal grant mm-hmm. that was just for this purpose, right? Mm-hmm. We could never use that money for any other purpose, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah.
I think, you know, all... And in today's world, most grants, almost nobody's giving you cash for your operating budget.
No,
everybody's
right.
giving you a grant for this specific mm-hmm. thing,
yeah.
to buy books, to, you know, do mm-hmm. art, do music education, mm-hmm. whatever, but they're not giving you grants just, here, let's plus up your budget.
Yeah, it's just nice to know that
yeah.
what we are being given is being magnified.
Right.
It's, you know, we're not just hand out all the time, it's
right.
constantly.
Yeah, because what you get goes in there also. Right, like, I mean, they look at that.
Oh, sure.
Like how much support you get from your county, too.
They absolutely do.
So, yeah.
Certainly.
So it's just, I mean, hats off to... The grants. That's great.
Going really well. It's exciting.
It is.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about that particular?
No, I'm just so delighted. You know, I feel like it was serendipity that Sean knew somebody, and you know, if I hadn't gone to the webinar and been turned down, would we have even mm-hmm. ever asked? And mm-hmm. and it, you know, it just so happened that Saltville had someone who's an expert and who knew exactly what to do. So I feel like, you know, the universe has looked out for us again and directed us.
It's divine, isn't it?
It is.
It's about time we had somebody looking at
it. You're right. It has been great. So that's exciting news, and thank you for doing all that. At this time, we're going to go into closed session, and I'll read off the wording here. It says we will... go into closed session, it's Code of Virginia section 2.2-3711 to discuss 8.1 personnel matters, discussions, considerations, or interviews of prospective candidates for employment and contracts, and particularly discussion of a previous employee. So that is the motion being made at this time. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second.
All in favor to go into closed session? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, with that, we will go into closed session.
Before you all go, thank you for what you do.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you always want to do it with a smile.
Yeah. Got what? I did not get that.
And I have people still.
Anybody else
up
there, or is the last one?
Well, Helen's still here. She's just in there talking to
her. Oh, okay.
I did. I pressed record. It's recording now.
Maybe
not.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and read this certification of closed session. Whereas the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees had convened in a closed session on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-312 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees that such a meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the closed session. closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed session were heard, discussed, and considered by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. All in, or that's the motion, and all in favor of that, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No. Not yet.
Okay. All right. With that, we will go ahead and look forward to next month. We will be meeting in Saltville, and it is the third Thursday, which...
Is that the 17th?
It is the 17th. Aww. It's a birthday. Birthday party in Saltville.
Whose birthday?
It's Donna's birthday.
It's Donna's.
It'll be Donna's birthday.
At 5:30, is that good with everybody? Can you get to Saltville at 5:30?
33.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to set it February 17th, 5:30 in Saltville next month.
Now, where will we meet at that same place?
The Wellness Center again.
The Wellness
Center. Do we have to make a motion and then somebody second it to come out of closed session?
We just read the certification.
We had a motion, but we didn't have a second.
Did I have a second? Did somebody want to go back and second that motion I read?
Do we have to?
It's a certification, Pat. Do we normally have a second for that when it's read?
I think we should.
Okay, who would like to second that?
I'll do that.
Okay. Nellie and Pat both seconded, so pick one. And it was an affirmative, unanimous vote.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for watching out for us, Donna, because... That
makes me feel weird when it's me.
That's good. All right. That's good to be that way. All right, we're going to have a motion to adjourn at this point.
Wait, quickly. February 1st is your deadline for your financial disclosures. They go to Sean Utt at the county office. And you put a copy for me in a sealed envelope with your name on the outside. And then I just hold that for the auditor. I don't look at them. I don't read them.
In that form of that, you sent something.
Yeah, it's 25 pages.
Yeah, it's long. I was like, that's real.
I did send you the form.
So make sure you fill it out before the
25 pages?
It's a yes and no.
You both did it last year. Life has changed dramatically.
Did you send that in an email?
I did.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If you don't have it, Pat, just
reach out. Do you want me to send it again?
Resend it.
Well, let me just see if I can find it.
I don't remember
if
I did.
You apparently did. So.
I remember Tom's because Tom's was the first one, and I sent it to the wrong place, and I had to get it back.
All right, so get those forms turned in, please.
February 1st.
February 1st.
I figured what your blog didn't need to know, so I just don't know.
And now we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Pat, the motion second. Nellie, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Say, Rose, what do you think that would have been sent? What month do you think that would
be? At the beginning of this month. I waited until after the first of the year because I knew.
Oh, in January?
Yeah, so it was January. It was that first week of January after we were back from the holidays.
Oh my gosh, it's in the
when would it be at this time of the world? Would you have a preference to do your evaluation or would you like to
so we still want to do
that. Yeah. Yeah.
What Nan said is if you prepare then you should still have a closed session with the board discussing everything knows what you've said.
Hey Rose, for some reason I don't have that email.
Okay, I'll send it again.
Okay, I'm sorry.